friends. Coming to you live from Dakota Avenue here. I call this my hut. Be with you till 10 o'clock. Turnip Lapa steps in then, and he'll keep you company through the midday. Well, I had such a good time with Richland County Public Health, the group I had in yesterday, kind of question and answer. A lot of great information. I thought, we need an encore to this, so that's what we're doing. It is National Public Health Week going on this week, and I have got three in from Richland County Public Health. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to start with you and something that is so vital and such a great resource here to our communities. We're talking home health today. And Richland County Home Health established, I didn't know you'd been around this long, July of 1966, serving residents of Richland County since. So, Cindy, if you can break it down, what services do you offer to residents here in the county?
We offer nursing care by a registered nurse, INR point of care monitoring, and personal care assistance by a home health aide.
So if a family is thinking about home health, what are some of the reasons typically that you might be thinking home health?
Reasons may include noticing a decline in health where you need extra help and monitoring in the home, multiple medications or changes where you need education, possibly help setting them up to make sure that you are taking them correctly, needing assistance with personal hygiene, a decline in memory, frequent hospitalizations, or just noticing that a loved one is just not the same.
Right. So when a public health nurse or a home health nurse comes into your home, what can they expect?
We tailor our visits to the client's needs. Some of the things we do include listening to your heart and lungs, checking your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen level, medication setup, and foot care. We also make referrals to community services you may need and coordinate care with your primary care provider. We also provide education on chronic diseases to give you a better understanding of what you can do to help yourself continue to live in your own home.
Okay, and let's clarify this too. That is a home health nurse, but home health aides also come to the home too. What can we expect from a home health aide?
Yeah, our home health aide can assist you with showering, hair care, skin and nail care. We find clients needing varying levels of assistance. It may be as simple as someone not feeling safe getting in and out of their shower alone, while others may require more assistance. Everything a home health aide does is under the direction of a registered nurse.
Okay. Cindy, educate us here about that. I've heard of this before. It's called INR point of care monitoring. What is that specifically?
Clients who are on Coumadin or Warfarin are familiar with going to the clinic and having a finger stick done to monitor their Coumadin. It's a blood thinner.
Okay.
Just like the clinic, we do these finger sticks in the home and contact their provider with the results, saving them a trip to the clinic.
Perfect. If someone wants these services, they're listening to this, and they want services either for themselves or a family member, how do they get the ball rolling on this?
They can call the Richland County Health Department at 642-7735 and ask for home health. A nurse will call you back and discuss your needs and can make a free home evaluation. If you decide you want services, we will contact your provider and get an order to provide services.
As far as payment, Cindy, who pays for home health services?
Medicare, Medicaid, private insurance, and the VA may cover home health services if you qualify, or you may choose to pay self-pay for services. We offer a sliding scale fee based on your income.
Okay, now I need your opinion on this, Cindy. What is the best kept secret about Richland County's home health services?
With our home health care, you do not need to be homebound to receive services. You can continue to go shopping, out for coffee, get your hair done, go to the casino, out to eat, and still have a nurse or a home health aide come to your home. To ensure access to our services, we offer a sliding scale fee that allows us to meet clients where they are financially.
So as far as goals and your main mission, Richland County Home Health, what would that be?
Our goal is to keep our Richland County residents living safely in their own home as long as possible. Call us today to schedule a free in-home evaluation at 642-7735.
Fantastic. Thank you, Cindy. And welcome to the morning show. I didn't welcome you to the morning show.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Angie, step up. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Last time I was looking at you, I was talking, help me with my Medicare.
That's good.
And you did.
That's why I'm there.
Everything is as it should be.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that.
I'll let you do the intros here.
Okay. So my name is Angie Kanzemius. I am the Community Resource Coordinator at Richland County Health Department. I'm kind of an advocate for people trying to navigate our complicated healthcare system. There's rules.
Ooh.
And it's confusing.
Yeah.
Oftentimes when clients come into my office, it's because they're just starting the Medicare process, just turning 65. So I'd like to visit a little bit today about some myths and facts of Medicare.
Okay, we're myth busting today.
Yeah.
I love this. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the first one, Medicare is free. That is a myth. Medicare is not free. You pay premiums, mm-hmm. deductibles, copays for each part of Medicare, just like with any other health insurance.
Right.
So, unfortunately, Medicare is not free.
Okay. It'd be nice, but...
But it doesn't work that way.
Nope.
The second one, you can enroll in Medicare whenever you want. That is also a myth. You can enroll in Medicare if you meet certain qualifications and for a specific amount of time. And mm-hmm. I'm talking enrollment periods.
But you have to be 65?
You do.
Okay.
Or disabled.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there are rules that apply for each enrollment period. And if you fail to go by them, you may face some penalties. So most people qualify when they first turn 65,
mm-hmm.
or you become eligible due to a disability.
Right.
If you decide to continue working after age 65, you're covered by a group plan with more than 20 employees. See, here's all these goofy rules.
Yeah.
You can delay signing up for Medicare and just continue what you're doing.
With your regular insurance.
With your
okay.
group health plan. Yep.
All right.
The third myth or fact I have is Medicare does not cost the same for everyone. And that is true. That's a fact. The exact amount you pay for Medicare depends on the specific Medicare coverage that you choose
yeah.
and whether or not you have financial assistance.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side of that, if you're a higher income bracket, you may pay more for your Medicare.
So okay.
Here
All
we
right.
go. Yeah. The last one I have is Medicare pays 100% of my healthcare bills. That is a myth. Medicare A, B, and D all have separate deductibles mm-hmm. and copays.
That's what I got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those become the patient responsibility to pay.
Right.
Medicare typically doesn't cover dental, vision, or hearing, but there's some issues where they might.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
There is a lot to this.
There is.
You know, that's
there
why I'm
is.
Glad we have somebody like you kind of walking us through
it. Yeah, I'm glad to be there. Other areas besides Medicare that I help people with, a lot of times they come into my office and we just start chatting.
Yeah.
They might need assistance with medications are expensive, even with insurance. So I can help look for patient assistance programs, rental assistance, act as a mediator to call like Social Security or their Medicare coverage. I refer to a lot of places, Valley Senior Services for Meals on Wheels, transportation, social services for the home and community-based service. The Homemaker program is
yes.
wonderful. And then, of course, Medicaid. I also refer for hearing and vision assistance through various programs, and I work closely with our VA. And then, of course, I refer to these lovely ladies for home health and public health for various programs.
Sure.
Right now is a busy season for me with the renter's refund, and that's offered to clients who rent their living space who are 65 or disabled, and their income is less than $70,000 gross per year.
Okay.
So if they're qualified, they might receive up to $600 every year.
So really?
Applications for that are taken until May 31st. So
okay.
It's an easy, easy app, so call me. We'll help with that.
All right.
I often get referrals from doctors, clinics, pharmacies, family, friends, Facebook, everywhere you can think of.
I bet.
Yeah. If you need assistance with anything I've talked about today, call me. And if I don't know the answer, we'll research it for you.
Is there anything you don't have an answer for? Because personally, I went in, I had 1,000 questions, and it was just like you knew,
well,
bing, bing, bing,
I have
bing,
great
bing.
Sources.
Yeah.
I have great sources, including my coworkers.
Sure.
So our phone number is 642-7735. You can find me at option 2.
All right.
One other thing I just want to mention quick, if I can.
Yeah.
The Southern Valley Aging Expo will be held on Thursday, May 14th from 11 to 2:30 at the Wapton Community Center. There will be vendors, a balance and falls screening, presentations, a free will offering for lunch, and then, of course, door prizes.
Yeah.
This is an awesome event and a great way for our older adults and their families to meet local agencies and to find out services that we provide.
Boy, it sounds like a lot of great information.
It is wonderful. It's a wonderful event.
So again, the date and time on that
Thursday,
again?
Thursday, May 14th, 11 to 2:30.
Okay.
Wapton Events or Community Center.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Great to see you again.
You too.
Always
thank
good to,
you.
To see your smiling face.
Thank
and,
you.
And again, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to bring Casey in. Now, she's,
no, right.
She's the veteran.
Yeah.
She was here yesterday. And,
I was.
I know, and you were so nervous, and today it's like, no problem.
I know. Now right? Today I'm the least nervous.
I know.
So.
I know. You're kind of running the show. All right. Do introductions here.
So I'm Casey Manikowski, and I work at Richland County Public Health, and today I'm going to talk about immunizations.
Okay.
So vaccines, and I'm going to do what I did yesterday, so I'm going to do true or false with you.
Okay? You're going to ask questions. Okay,
I'm
good. I love this.
Okay?
I love it. Okay.
Okay, so true or false, vaccines are only important for babies and young children.
False.
Right. Yeah, you're going to get them all right again.
I don't know.
That's false. Immunizations are important for all ages, from infants to adults. Adults still need vaccines. Some of those vaccines, like shingles, those are just for people that are 50 and older. It's really important that they get those.
Right.
So, next one.
Okay.
True or false? Measles. Now, we've heard a lot about measles lately, so
yes.
I'm going to throw a couple of those in there. So measles is no longer a concern and isn't something we see anymore.
Oh, that's a big false.
That is false, yeah. Yes. Measles is kind of making a comeback. North Dakota, right now, we have 31 cases so far in 2026, and last year we had 36 total in the whole year. And I'm going to throw you for a loop here.
Okay.
Can you guess how many cases we had from 2000 to 2024 in North Dakota?
Oh, I would say it's probably relatively low.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, one.
One case?
Yep, yep.
So and suddenly yes. We're hearing about it all over.
Right.
All right.
Right. Yeah, so it's important to know that measles is preventable. The vaccine, one dose, most adults, they only need one dose, 93% effective, and then kids, they should have two before they go to school, and that's 97% effective. So, I mean, it's one of the most effective vaccines we have. So it's really important that we get that. If you were born before 1957, though, you do not need to get the measles vaccine.
Okay.
Because you were likely already exposed. So next question, true or false, cost should never stop someone from getting vaccinated.
True.
That's true.
Yeah.
So at Richland County, we have programs available to help cover vaccine costs for both children and adults.
Okay.
There are some vaccines that adults maybe we can't get for them, but we'll do our best to try to get you whatever you need.
So, sure.
And then my last one, true or false, staying up to date on vaccines only protects you.
False.
Yep. Yeah. It protects your family, your neighbors, and your entire community. We want Richland County to be the healthiest county and our residents to be safe and happy. So if you're unsure about your vaccine status, you can call me and I will look them up.
Again,
I'll track them down.
Answers to all the questions you might have.
I know. I can find records from anywhere. So.
We love public health because it is such a great resource.
Yes, yep.
And thank you. I passed the test.
Yeah, again.
With flying colors.
We'll see how you do tomorrow.
Okay, you're going to be in tomorrow and hopefully with more true and false because
I
love
I'm
this.
I'm just going to keep rolling with that.
So. Oh, I love it. National Public Health Week going on, and I've got the crew from Richland Public Health. We've been having a good time with this, and along with having a good time, passing along some great information. And folks, you miss any of this conversation, you can go back and listen again. It'll be up under our podcast tab over at kbmwnews.com. It's 9:55. Good morning.